This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Where India is attempting to reach a trade deal with the United States before President Trump makes his first official visit to the country on next Monday and Tuesday. People close to the negotiation say the Indian government is open to greater market access for American farm and dairy products. India is willing to allow market access for U.S. products like cranberries, blueberries, pecans, and avocados at lower duty rates. They're also opening to allowing imports of DDGs, which is the byproduct of ethanol production that's used in animal feed and alfalfa hay. Even as the two nations attempt to have a deal in place before Trump's visit next week, there aren't a lot of details available as to when a new agreement might be ready. Negotiators are still working on the final details in an attempt to resolve some long-standing issues between the two countries. Bloomberg even says a partial trade deal with India that allows greater market access for U.S. farm goods is likely to help the president as he runs for re-election later this year. He's fresh off the success of Phase 1 with China, as well as the USMCA and the trade deal with Japan. It's been 2 years since the discovery of the grain glitch in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017. A DTN report says farmer cooperatives are still asking the Treasury Department officials to change provisions of Section 199A back to the way the tax deduction worked before the 2017 tax law was passed. The tax quirk that looked at like a windfall for farmers who did businesses with cooperatives might now increase the taxes for at least some of those farmers who are patrons with more diverse cooperatives. Accountants and grain industry leaders discovered in early 2018 that the new tax law inadvertently gave farmers a potentially large tax break for selling their crops to farmer cooperatives instead of a private elevator. Major private grain companies were faced with a possible large purchasing disadvantage. The grain glitch generated enough attention that Congress passed legislation to rework the tax deduction in a federal spending bill within a few months later. Last summer, the Treasury Department began proposing that Section 199 deductions only apply to patronage income. That would eliminate cooperatives' ability to combine a non-patronage income as part of a deduction calculation. That exclusion of non-patronage income was never part of the original Section 199 regulation. There's also constant talk on Capitol Hill about improving U.S. infrastructure and U.S. agriculture that stands to benefit from those infrastructure investments. Chad Smith has more from Washington.
The infrastructure in America is in desperate need of upgrades and improvements. The American Farm Bureau is hopeful that Congress will get to work on legislation that would authorize spending on those needed improvements. AFBF economist Megan Nelson highlighted infrastructure priorities for farmers and their rural communities.
Infrastructure as a whole is extremely important for agriculture, and connecting rural areas to the global economy is of utmost importance. So in those terms, I would say broadband, ensuring that rural roads and bridges are able to handle agricultural equipment, and make sure that we're still maintaining our competitive advantage when exporting agricultural products.
She says infrastructure improvements and upgrades would give U.S. farmers a competitive advantage against countries like Brazil in the world marketplace.
Being able to ensure that our rural roads and bridges are able to carry certain loads and not break down and not have to cause extra time and costs, it'll be really important. Additionally to broadband, there's an estimated $65 billion that rural areas could see annually if broadband was available at the demand levels.
Nelson says there would be tremendous economic benefits to having new broadband infrastructure in place.
We really do think that we could see tremendous benefits with nearly $13.1 billion in annual benefits to row crops and $13.3 billion to specialty crops, and nearly $21 billion is estimated to be benefiting livestock, and that's just with broadband alone. With roads and other connectivity, really, it's pretty limitless.
Chad Smith, Washington.
And that'll wrap up this first half of the Fag News on a noon show. We'll move on and move to part two in just a moment.
Did you know that life insurance is more affordable than you think? A small step like packing your lunch for work 3 days a week could go toward the cost of a term life insurance policy from Country Financial. We want to help you turn I can't afford life insurance into I can start protecting my family today. Call Wayne Schaefer at 498-5800 to get started.
Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company in Bloomington, Illinois. Costs per policy will vary.
M&M Service Company would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to their customers for their continued patronage over the years. Their customers are the foundation of their success, and without them, M&M wouldn't be where they are today. They are truly grateful for your trust in their company and look forward to serving your agricultural needs for many years to come. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Do you know all the benefits of being a Macoupin County Farm Bureau member? No? Good news, there's an app for that. Farm Bureau members can save money on multiple items, from health and wellness to electronics, and flowers and jewelry to attractions and travel. With the Abenity app, these benefits are accessible right in the palm of your hand. Check out IFB member benefits in the App Store or visit ilfb.abenity.com. Not a Farm Bureau member? Call 217-854-2571 today.
And we're back here on your Wednesday Afternoon Ag Show, and moving on into state and local ag news. States that border the Missouri River are forecasted to experience an elevated flood risk this spring. The National Weather Service says those conditions will only be made worse by already saturated soil and a lot of snow to melt. The NWS issued its first spring flood outlook last week, saying that Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and eastern North and South Dakota all face an above-average flooding risk. It's not good news, as many of those same areas are still trying to recover from devastating flooding last year that damaged levees and cost farmers millions in crop loss. The Army Corps of Engineers say they are very concerned at this point. An Associated Press report says even in places where the Corps was able to patch holes in some levees, the normal level of protection won't be there because initial repairs have not been done yet to the full height of the levee. Officials say levee repairs will likely take up to 2 years to complete. Part of the challenge is the water remained so high for so long in some areas that officials couldn't even assess the full scope of damage until just recent. Many levees in Iowa and Nebraska have been patched, but work has not yet begun on the lower reaches of the Missouri River in Kansas and Missouri. Moving on now to our local ag community bulletin board. A few items to tell you about coming up this week and next. Country Financial and the Illinois Farm Bureau will be teaming up for yet another agribusiness seminar. This one will be taking place tonight at Angelo's in Taylorville. The registration opens at 5:50, dinner begins at 6, and the program will begin at 6:30. Speakers and topics for tonight's meeting include Doug Yoder of Country Financial over crop insurance, Dr. Gary Schnittke from the University of Illinois over a Farm Bill update, and Brad Clough, an agribusiness operation manager, on crop claims. You can contact any of your Country Financial agents in Christian County if you need more information. Next week, the University of Illinois Extension will be hosting a Starting Seeds Indoors workshop. That'll be held at the Montgomery County Extension Office in Hillsboro. You can join U of I Extension horticulture educator Andrew Holsinger, and he'll present a variety of techniques for starting seeds indoors before you plant them outside this spring. The program will take place next Wednesday, the 26th, from 1:30 until 3 in the afternoon. Cost for the program is $5, and you'll get some handouts with your money to include yourself in the program. You can pre-register by visiting extension.illinois.edu/CJMM, that's online, or you can call them at 532-3941, and registration is due by next Tuesday, the 25th. 70% of U.S. farmland will likely change hands during the next few years, and that means that they'll be having another farm operation and farm report for next year. This will be the legacy information for February in 2020. And those dates are yet to be released, and we'll tell you about them later. That'll wrap it up for today's Ag Show. So remember, if you have any Ag news for us, email it to us here at WSMI. For this Tuesday afternoon, February 19th, this has been Gabe Osborne for WSMI.